This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India's economic growth is now recognized globally and the country is growing at a growth range of 6-8%. He said this growth story is driven by four key pillars: investment in social, digital and physical infrastructure, inclusive growth and a strong focus on manufacturing. Addressing the Uttar Pradesh-Japan Investment Summit 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said investment is an important part of the country's growth journey, with India investing around $130 billion every year.
We have been growing at a very sustained pace of 6-8% growth band, with moderate under control inflation, with very good balance sheet, and making sure that the entire country grows together. This is possible because of the four pillars of our growth story: investment in social, digital and physical infrastructure.
The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has conducted searches at 10 premises in Rampur and Saharanpur in Uttar Pradesh and Delhi in connection with a money laundering investigation involving the Maulana Muhammad Ali Johar Trust and Muhammad Ali Johar University in Rampur. The ED said the searches were carried out under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. It added the investigation relates to the alleged diversion of government contract funds through private contractors and their subsequent use, including for creation of assets for the university or the trust. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has today embarked on an official visit to Singapore with a ministerial delegation to participate in the fourth India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable. The delegation comprised External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Union Minister of State for Electronics and IT Jitin Prasad. Established in 2022, the India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable is a key high-level economic mechanism between India and Singapore. It provides a platform to review progress and explore new areas of collaboration across six pillars, including advanced manufacturing, connectivity, digitalization, healthcare and medicine, skill development, and sustainability. Delhi government will hand over official pension letters to eligible women under Delhi Lakshmi Yojana on the 26th of this month at Tyagraj Stadium in New Delhi. The government said that the pension amount will start being credited directly to women's accounts from 1st of the next month. In Jammu and Kashmir, in view of the prevailing adverse weather conditions, Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board has temporarily suspended fresh registration for the Sri Mata Vaishno Devi pilgrimage as a precautionary measure. The pilgrims who have already completed their registration and possess valid RFID cards are being permitted to proceed with the pilgrimage, subject to weather conditions and directions issued by the authorities. In hockey, Indian men's team will face arch-rivals Pakistan in a crucial Pool D encounter of the AFIH World Cup at the Wagener Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen, the Netherlands, today. The match will start at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Both teams will battle for a place in the next round. India is currently on 3 points from 2 matches. On the other hand, Indian women's team produced a dominant 6-1 victory against South Africa in their second group stage match of the AFIH World Cup at the Wagener Hockey Stadium last evening. In men's cricket, hosts Sri Lanka were 175-6 at lunch in their second innings against India on the fifth day of the first test in Goa. Earlier, India were bowled out for 193 in their second innings, setting a target of 372 runs for Sri Lanka. India's bowlers will look to strike early and wrap up the Sri Lankan innings. Manav Suthar has already claimed 2 wickets, while Mohammad Siraj and Prasiddh Krishna have taken 1 wicket each. In the BWF Badminton World Championships, India's Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the mixed doubles event at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. In football, East Bengal FC will take on Sporting Club Delhi in the first semi-final of the 135th Durand Cup at the Salt Lake Stadium in Kolkata today at 7 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.